gospel. Transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Hello, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. And today, my topic is keeping hope alive during difficult times. And these are difficult times. And my guest today is Pastor Chappelle from Tomball, Texas. And we would just like to encourage our brothers and our sisters to keep hope alive, to keep God, keep their eyes on God, and just have faith in God and just trust Him and just don't give up. Just keep your hope alive. How are you today, Pastor?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. And I want to say good morning to your radio audience. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, will you talk to us about our hope in God, and how does our hope in God keep us from living a defeated life?
That question has been raised, and we'll discuss that. And we pray that the radio audience is praying with us as we attempt to do this good work for God's name's sake, and bring some truth and understanding to God's word. The question again is, how can hope keep us from living a defeated life? I once read a line of poetry by the poet Alexander Pope, which said, and I quote, "Hope springs eternal in the human breast," unquote. People always hope for the best, even in the face of adversity. From my regular dictionary, hope is defined as a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. From my Bible dictionary, hope is defined as a gift of the Holy Spirit, not mere expectation and desire, but trust and confidence. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity." Romans 15:13 says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Another portion of scripture says in 1 Timothy 1:1, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope." Back to the question, how can hope keep us from living a defeated life? The Apostle Paul argued that hope was the source of salvation for Christians. Romans 8:24 and 25 says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it?" When we hope in God, our choice in life becomes to live in the image of Christ.
Amen.
There is no defeat in life when it's Christ.
Amen.
As hope in God carries us into victorious living, we can seek the company of hopeful, godly Christians to be in fellowship with. Seek the mentorship of mature Christians in the faith. Read and study the Word of God, which will bring you closer to Him in knowledge and in love. We should share our hope. It's not something that we should just keep to ourselves. It's so important. It's so vital in the lives of God's people, is to have that hope in Him that doesn't diminish with time. It doesn't diminish with circumstances. It doesn't diminish with any winds that might blow our way. It is solid. It's solid as a rock. We should share that hope with those who are hopeless, with those who may be in despair and are feeling dejected. Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen."
Amen. And you know, through all of the wonderful scripture we have, all of the wonderful promises that we have from God, Satan is going to be on his job. And Amen. He's going to always try to disturb our faith and our hope in some way, somehow. And he'll do that with pointing out every piece of negativity in things that's going on around us, or things that we have to face, or valleys that we walk through, or anything that would try to muddy up the voice of God, to anything to make us miss the voice of God. But, you know, when Jesus was raised on the cross, all of the agony he had gone through and was still going through said to us, "I love you. I know your faults. I know your failures, your agony, your sorrow, your pain. I love you." He said, "Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do." When Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, they found it empty because he was risen. That's our hope. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." No matter what trials we have, and some of our trials they seem insurmountable at times. And sometimes it seems like everything is just too much. You just want to throw up in the towel. You want to throw up your hands. But we must hold on to the hope that Jesus has made possible to us through his word.
Amen.
Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." That's our hope. That's our promise from God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
During this valley walk, we have experienced so many things like never before. None of us have experienced things like this before. Our trust, our faith, our hope must be in God, be in our Father, or we just won't make it. We will not make it. And as believers, it is our responsibility to share the good news of the gospel in good times and in bad times. pointing souls to Christ. God didn't promise that it would be easy. In fact, he That's said right. that we would have trials and tribulations. In Amen. John 16:33, it says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations. But take heart, I have overcome the world. That's our hope. That's yes. our hope. And to have that hope in God, the hearts and minds of people have to change. As believers, we must continue to share the good news of the gospel, God's grace and his mercy, focusing on the things of God. Hope is not just a feeling. We can't operate on our feelings because our feelings are fickle. Hope is an assurance. It's a confidence. It's a trust that all of our hope is in God and in him alone. The end result of all of this is everlasting life. Our hope is in the resurrected Christ. Our focus has to remain on the everlasting God. And I know that's hard sometimes when we're so bombarded with so many things all at the same time. We get beaten down by circumstances. We get weary. We get tired. We cry. We sob. We bend our heads. We bend our backs. And then sometimes it seems like you're in your situation all by yourself. Who's been in that place before? I know I have. But God is truly our only help, our only hope, and our hope is kept alive through our faith in God, knowing that he is our only hope. We need to say that to ourselves over and over and over again to remind ourselves where our hope comes from, to encourage our own selves. He's our hope. He's our anchor. Jesus promised us everlasting life. But to claim that promise of hope, we must know the promise giver. And that's our Lord God, Jesus Christ. Keeping hope alive enables us to hold out. It enables us to hold our heads up, and we still can continue to smile, trusting in God to work everything out, that joy, that inward joy that God gives us, that only he can give us to amount to anything. And that's our hope. That's our hope. And we can't live without hope. It's no way, Jose, we can live without hope. It's like turning a light off. It's nothingness, nothing to feed our will or to keep going when we need living hope to change how we think. Jesus Christ is our living hope, y'all. He's our living. He's living. He died and he rose again. That shows us that's our hope. If he had stayed in the grave, we wouldn't have any hope. But he rose to let us know that he is our hope. He's saying, look at me. Stand on my word. Stand on my promises. Come to me when you're burdened down. Come to me when you're weary. Come to me when you're abandoned or whatever the case may be. He's telling us that I'm alive. I'm here for you. I'm your hope. Look to me. Like I said, it's like turning a light off. It's nothingness, nothing to feed your will, to keep you going. We need living hope to change how we think. Jesus Christ is our living hope. God's sovereignty feeds our hope. Faith is complete trust in God. Excuse me. And our hope depends on our faith. Faith is our complete trust in God. Our hope, again, depends on our faith. We have to, excuse me, we have to keep our eyes on God. We can enjoy life in spite of all of the stuff. We have to dig our heels in like a tenacious bulldog and never give up. And you know, when a bulldog latches on, you have to knock him off because he's not letting go. And we have to have that same type of tenaciousness, no matter how the enemy tries to come at you and trip you up and make you think foolish or talk foolish or feel like you're lower than a snake belly in a wagon rut. Keep going, keep hoping, keep knowing that we have the promises of God. And Jesus died for us.
Yes, he did.
That's our hope. When he rose up, that's our hope. but don't ever give up. Don't go to the world for hope, because there is no hope in worldly things. That's just nothing. The world has nothing eternal to offer us. Nothing. Romans 12:2 said to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, excuse me, and acceptable and perfect, the perfect will of God. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is a good and pleasing and perfect. Colossians 3:2 said, to set your affections on the things above, not on the things of the earth. All of our hope, folks, all of our hope is in God. Now, you know, sometimes people think that God doesn't live up to their expectations. How would you address that, Pastor?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your words and the scriptures that you've already put on hope, keeping hope alive. It's helped me and enriched me, and God bless you for that. The question again has been raised, when God doesn't live up to our expectations, how is our hope affected? When we seem to face life's unfairness and more frequently than we'd like, our hearts can turn to despair.
Amen.
To dejection and hopelessness. These moods that we may find ourselves in on occasion can be dealt with swiftly and completely when we turn our hearts and our minds back toward the source who provides all the resources we need. When we turn back to God, the source of all our blessings. It is written of King David in the Holy Bible at Psalm 42:5 and 42:11, these words, 42:5. Why art thou cast down, mm-hmm. O my soul?
Mm-hmm.
And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Psalm 42:11 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. You see, God never fails.
Amen.
He never comes up short of living up to who he is.
Amen.
He is the great I am. He is our deliverer and redeemer. Sometimes we get off track and need realignment to put our hope going back in the direction it should be going. Our hope is in God.
Amen.
Our hope is eternal, not material. Matthew 6:31-33 states, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness."
Amen.
"And all these things shall be added unto you. Hope and trust in God. Obey his commands. And all else that we need, he will provide. Our hope in God is not a house of cards that might fall at any moment. It's not one of the houses in Red Riding Hood that the wolf can come and blow down.
Amen.
Our hope in God is supported by the power of his word.
Amen.
And by the consistency of his promises, always kept. A God who does not lie."
Amen.
Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning.
Every morning.
Great is thy faithfulness."
Amen.
You see, God is good. God is good all the time.
All of the time.
And all the time,
God
is
good. Amen.
Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say,
rejoice.
Rejoice in the God who never fails, the source of our hope, the goal of our hope is eternal life with him." And as important as that is, our journey on that road to our goal is also important. We have opportunity to be a blessing as we travel along this path, as we journey along this path. We have opportunity to live for Christ, to show others the Christ into us, and to have others join us on that road that leads to glory.
Amen.
This journey that we are on, God has placed us on it for the bringing up of his people, not only
Amen.
For ourselves,
kingdom
but
building.
The bringing up of his people into fellowship with him, that they can have the same hope that we have, that hope of eternal life with God, that hope that is assured by the promises of God, the promises that he cannot break, the promises that he will stand by, the promises that you can take to the bank.
Amen. Amen.
God is good. He is our hope.
Our hope.
He is our strength.
Amen.
He is our refuge. He is our all and all. He is the embodiment of hope that we can put our expectations in and our confidence in, that he will bring our hopes to fruition.
Amen.
In him do we trust.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You all.
Amen. And just don't give up, folks. Don't give up. I know that there are a lot of things going on. This is a hard, long valley walk, and it's horrible in so many ways. But this is an opportunity for us to get closer and closer to God. This is an opportunity for us to bring others along with us, you know, pointing them to Christ and the wonderful things that are available for us as his children. It's tough. It's tough. These are tough times. And so many people are losing things and just so much going on until, you know, it's just unsettling. But God is our peace. Jesus Christ is our hope because he died for us. And, you know, and we can't discount that. And we get weak and weary sometimes, but, you know, we have to keep our eyes on him because that's the only way we're going to make it. That's the only way we're going to stay strong and peaceful and able to help other people. Just encourage somebody. Whenever you have the opportunity, encourage somebody because things are happening to so many people and your voice may just be the voice they need to hear to encourage them, to help them, to, you know, it may be somebody that's about to give up, but if they hear your voice of encouragement, then they're able to go on further, to push on through. So encourage somebody. Encourage yourself, too, because you can do that. Encourage yourself. And we thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much, Pastor Chappelle, for being with us today. We always appreciate it whenever you're here. And may God bless and keep every one of you. God bless you. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Good energy fills me. I feel the love. It's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, "Bring it!"
A long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God